Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Laura Jean Anderson on KX93.5. Wow. Thanks for doing that. While Laura's putting her, Laura Jean's putting her guitar away, I should say that Pacific Coast Highway is closed at Pearl Street and Pacific Coast Highway going north. And that's because a black Suburban hit a motorcycle and the first responders are down there doing the thing that they do. So that was at Agate, but the street's closed, or Coast Highway's closed at Pearl Street. If you're sitting in that traffic, sorry to see that, but if you're outside the window of KX93.5, give us a wave. No? Nobody listening? All right, whatever. Not to worry. All right, Laura Jean, you're on that one there. That mic there would be mic number three.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How
you got here before the traffic got all crazy.
I know. We made it just in time.
You did. Thanks for coming down from LA. I know it's... Even though you're very gracious and very nice and you're like, oh, no, it's fine, it's fine. It is early in the morning. It feels early to me, so thanks for coming down and playing. Wow, so full voiced, you know, first thing in the morning, so great. It's your youth, you see.
There you go.
You can do it. I'm croaking for the first 2 hours. Wow. So you have a new an EP just released, right?
Yeah.
Righteous Girl.
Righteous Girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Let me move the screen out of the way so I can see you.
There you go.
Now we can have a conversation.
There you go.
tell us about the record. Was that a song from the record?
It wasn't. It's actually a fairly new one. But the record just got released Friday. So pretty pumped. I feel like it's been a long journey.
Right. What are you writing about on this record? Is this tales of a desperately unsatisfying love life, or what is it?
Oh, I mean, I feel like that seeps into everything.
That's what rock and roll's all about.
It really seeps in. But a lot of it's super personal stuff that I was dealing with at the time, and I kind of explain it a lot as kind of lullabies to myself of trying to get through, you know, hardship. And then the songs came out, so...
Sounds like you craft. Listen to the song there for the first time. Sounds like you craft the words. You don't throw stuff away, right? Mm-mm. It's pretty crafted and well thought out.
Yeah, I feel like if you can't look at yourself in the mirror and say the words, then they're not honest. So
you come across as very. Just I was thinking, you know, you come across very believable. Can you remember the first time you owned your lungs and sang, and it felt right and good and expressive?
I was actually just talking to my mother, and I feel like maybe like the moment I came out of the womb, she's like, I'm the baby of five, and right. She's like, all my other kids just kind of, you know, they don't cry right away, and she's like, the second you were out, you screamed as loud as you can. So maybe I was, I don't know, that moment. But I sang at a young age a lot, and always really loved
it.
Did
you?
So.
You know, my brother has got no musical ability whatsoever. I'm not a bad singer myself, but he's got no musical ability. And he couldn't hear when he was out of tune when we were kids. And so he would sing and it'd be horrible. And I'd be laughing and he didn't know why.
Yeah.
And I didn't know why it was funny either. I was just like a kid myself. So it's a thing that's either it's a natural thing or it's not. But you clearly, it's a gift, you know, to be able to throw your voice out like that. So tell us about gigs. Got some gigs coming up?
I do. I'm going to be a part of So Far Sound's residency coming up in LA, which every Wednesday night, which will be fantastic. And also on March 28th, I'll be playing the bootleg for their residency night. It'll be a fun night. A lot of friends' bands playing that one.
So right. Do you get to invite people to, when you do a residency, you get people to come and get a say who's on the bill?
Yeah. For the So Far Sounds, it's, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's kind of, they do private party. It's like not a private party, but private events, and you RSVP, and it's kind of, it's really cool. It's for, it really focuses on having an audience that really listens to the music. So a lot of music lovers and
where are the events held?
This one's going to be in Los Angeles at a warehouse. And then the one on the 28th is going to be, in off of Beverly and Alvarado in Los Angeles.
And so people have to go to the website, no doubt, to find out where these things are. It's quite an exclusive deal.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Good for you. Because people are, you know, often you'll do a gig, people are not listening, blah, blah, blah. This is a specific thing where you know you're going to a listening room, and that's very cool.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
So Far Sounds.
So Far Sounds. Mm-hmm. All right. And the other gig?
The other gig is at the Bootleg, which is one of my favorite venues. It's, I feel like, the gem in LA, so
really cool
about that one.
Are you playing with a band or are you playing solo?
Playing with the band, so
that's interesting. So
a little more rock and roll.
What's the makeup of the band?
Drums, bass, and another guitar. So we have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's really nice to meet you, and you know the music's fabulous. I don't even want to. Sometimes Steph, our music director, she said, ask her about her musical influences. But I don't think I always think that's a weird question to ask. Who cares?
Yeah.
You are what you are.
Exactly.
It's like your mum's, like people say, oh, you look just like your sister. And your mum always says, no, you look just like you. You be yourself,
there
girl.
You go.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
Listen, it's brilliant to hear you, and looking forward to hearing that EP because we'd love to play it on KX93.5.
That'd be fantastic.
Would you like to play us another song while you're here?
Of course.
I'd appreciate that very much.
Awesome. All right, I'll squeeze on by.
Go on then, you do your thing, and I'll just say again, it's Laura Jean Anderson. Is it laurajeananderson.com?
Laura Jean Anderson Music.com.
Laura Jean Anderson Music.com, and Anderson is spelt the Danish way, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Exactly. And you can find her online. New EP, Righteous Girl, just released yesterday. You say yesterday?
Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thanks for coming in. If I've been a little weird, it's because I'm jet-lagged.
Oh, no, you've been great.
Have I been all right? Good, because I'm not sure. I'll listen back later this morning and I'll be cursing myself. But here she is again, Laura Jean Anderson, live on KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM.
Take me in.